All right, praise the Lord. And now that we're beginning the recording, we just want to again state that how privileged and how honored that we feel to have Sister Teresa, who's been visiting with us recently, and Sister Shirley Borelli, who invited her originally. I'm going to be asking them a few questions this morning, and they're going to be answering those questions. It's going to be like a little Q&A interview style. There's no pressure here. We're just having a little bit of fun this morning, but we're going to begin with Sister Shirley. Sister Shirley, you told me and some of us, some of the ladies, how that you originally started talking to Sister Teresa. How long ago was the original communication when you first started talking and witnessing to Sister Teresa?
Well, praise the Lord, church, and it was about 6 years ago. I was taking care of my last caregiving job with Hanny Foreman, and Teresa lived directly across the street. And I would see her outside with her dog, and we met and started talking, and I knew from the day I met her that she just was a jewel and she needed to be in the kingdom. As of everybody else.
That's exactly
so,
what you told us. Yes, go on, go on.
So anyway, I claimed her then. And I just we would talk periodically. I always tried to plant something. I always would invite her. I would tell her some things about, you know, what was going on at the church. And Teresa started having some real hard times, and I literally did go across the street and knock on her door and compelled her to come and told her if she came, she would feel God and she would find God. So it started there, and she came, I think, once, and then we talked a little bit on the phone, and she had told me, hey, you know, I really want to do a Bible study. I want to find a Bible study. And I just like, ching, I do Bible studies. Let's do one. And I told her, Teresa, I'm going to give you a Bible study. And when I give you it, I said, it's not to change your religion, your faith. It's just to show you what God's word says. And I says, and let God's word be true. And even me a liar, just yes, let's do it. And she was like, yes. So it started there, and it was beautiful because we did the Zoom. Sister Cindy, Sister Pat, Sister Lupi has joined in when they could, you know, during the time we've done it. We've done all but one. We have one more left. We've been doing Search for Truth 2. And so anyway, and then Teresa started coming to the church. She's seen that she needed to be baptized. Repent, be baptized, get the Holy Ghost. She's been doing repentance before the baptism. I seen it. It was just her countenance. Everything was changing with her. And things she was telling me, it was just beautiful what God's word was doing before even being born again.
Praise God. Praise God. Now, with that great introduction, that's great. Thank you, Sister Shirley. I'm going to ask Sister Teresa, be honest, Sister Teresa, when Shirley first met you, what did you think of Sister Shirley? What did you think about her, about everything she was asking you and bringing up? Tell us.
Well, she was so friendly and had energy. I only wished I had her energy. I worked a lot. You could call me a workaholic back then. But as she said, she would invite me to church, but never pressured me and always left it up to me. And I was attending another church in San Dimas, which I was baptized there. But something was missing in my life. I feel that God put the desire in me to seek more. But I didn't know where to seek it. I only knew of my church. I was Catholic, and I converted to Christian 10 years ago. And I just, when she approached me, I welcomed it, and I thought about it. But I really loved my church. I loved I loved serving. I served every weekend. I served at events. I loved that. And but I still had it in the back of my mind that I wanted to visit the church. And I finally went to visit, and I was amazed at the energy and how the church was, how the prayers were going, and the just it was nothing I've ever seen in my life, to be honest. But maybe once I did witness at a Victory Chapel of people that had received the Holy Ghost and were speaking in tongues. They were praying, and I'll be honest with you, this was way back in the days when I was a young adult, and it frightened me because I didn't know what was going on. I didn't understand. But Shirley kept touching me and calling me and talking, and because of the COVID, I had no church to go to. I was not doing any Bible studies. So I again felt that desire that God put in my heart to seek more. And I had asked her, I told her, I really want to do a Bible study. I said, can we do it? Do you know? And she said, yes, yes. So we did. We started the Bible studies. And every Tuesday and Thursdays, we would get together on Zoom and go through the Bible and the search for truth too. And I learned so, I didn't realize, I didn't understand a lot. And I learned so much. And I also thought being baptized, then we were saved. But when we got to Acts and we started, told me, what you're going to do is read Acts. We'll do the Bible studies, but read Acts and go over it. And as I read it, it amazed me. I'm like, oh my gosh, I'm not saved. I do need to be reborn. I do need to be baptized.
Yes.
And I decided, you know, I did once, and because of COVID, my husband and my younger son kept pleading with me, don't go to church, don't go to church. You're going to get sick. You have an illness. And I gave up. I gave up, and I didn't attend. But after Bible studies and after learning the truth about God and God's promises to us, I gained the courage. I spoke to my other son, my oldest, who loves the Lord as much as I do. He told me not to listen to my husband or my son, that if it's in my heart and I believe that God is there with me, to go. Mm-hmm. And I just gained that courage. And so I decided, you know what? I prayed and I said, God, I know you're going to protect me. I'm going to go to church. I'm going to go. And when I attended, I love how we praise the Lord. I love how we speak aloud and praise him. And I've always wanted to do that in my church, but everything's dark and quiet. So I will say it just whisperings, you know, but that was what I needed. And I saw the church and I felt God, and I knew in my heart I wanted to receive the Holy Ghost. I wanted to be reborn. And I wanted to go to his kingdom when this time here on earth is over.
Yes.
And now I feel him. I feel him just so close to me.
Well, Teresa, before you go into that detail, because I want to go into that, but you're in excitement right now. I know you want to give it all, but here, let me stop you. Just slow you down just a little bit.
Yes,
I want to say a couple of things here going into the next the place we're going to go to. Number one, I want to comment on something Shirley said. Did you catch, folks, when Shirley said, "And I compelled her to come"? Sister Shirley had that burden. I got to make her come. I got to compel her. There's nothing wrong with that, being persuasive and compelling people. The Bible talks about that. And then Sister Teresa said something about, you know, I loved my church back then, and I would love to serve. Oh, church, let's capture that. I love to serve on Sundays, whatever we're doing. I wanted to serve. That's what the Lord is looking for, a servant's heart. She also commented the situation with COVID. You know, that's a problem. Can't go to church. You can barely do virtual services. not, but yet she had this hunger and this desire. And her son told her, "Hey, mom, just don't listen to the other folks. You just go to church." Hey, what a reminder for us. We should not use this COVID deal as an excuse. I mean, we got to be careful and go by the guidelines.
Right.
But if there's a true hunger, God's going to make a way. Now,
amen.
I'm going to do something else here. Let's talk about the Wednesday night last week before this last Sunday. After service, as I'm walking through the crowd at the altar call, I noticed Sister Teresa. And what I noticed was tears in her eyes, but I also noticed something else in her eyes. There was this excitement. There was this hunger, something that was happening. And I'm going to share this part, ladies. Now I'm going to step in for a minute and say, as soon as I saw her, I said, "Sister Teresa, tell me what's happening. Tell me what's going on." A couple of the ladies gathered around, and she began to say these words, "Brother Victor, I just feel this hunger in me. I feel that God placed a hunger in me for His Word." Something to that effect. I may have changed a few words to Sister Teresa, but that's what I got. The Lord put a hunger in my heart for His Word. And as I heard that, I realized this woman is genuine. She's sincere. She really has a hunger for God. So we began to talk there for the next 15, 20 minutes, and we found out that Sister Shirley has been giving her a Bible study for a period of time, and some great things have come out of that as a result. But in talking about that, more came to light about things of the past. I'm not going to go into the details about that, Sister Teresa and Sister Shirley. We don't need to at this point. But the point is, everyone that has things about their past, things, issues about the past. And as Sister Teresa began to candidly and openly confess some things about the past, we knew how to address those things and how the Lord forgives us of everything and forgives others for hurts and wounds that have been caused to us. And the Lord will let go of those resentments, those bitterness, that anger, and sometimes even hatred. The Lord will help us to let it go, and the Lord will forgive us for that. And I believe all of that was a precursor to what happened the following day morning. Now, I'm going to go ahead and let Teresa tell us what happened. This is the final phase of what we're talking about, and it's going to take a little time. But Sister Teresa, I may jump in a couple times to ask you certain things, Teresa. I know Teresa's already laughing. And Shirley may want to jump a little bit too, but let's talk about what happened on Sunday morning at the end of the service when Pastor Clark says, "Brother Vic, go and get Teresa and Shirley," and I went and got them. And even as I brought them to Pastor Clark, you should have seen Sister Teresa's face with the tears, the excitement, something, the expectancy as if something great was about to happen. Sister Teresa, go ahead and start it. What happened?
Yes, it was totally amazing. When I hear "Amazing Grace," it just melts my heart.
That's good.
And that song was played on Sunday before I walked in the church to get baptized. And it touched my heart so much that I was just so excited inside, and there were tears of joy. And I couldn't thank everyone for all that they did to guide me towards this moment. And when I went into the church, I was so nervous. In fact, all night long, I had the strongest butterflies in my stomach I've ever felt. I had dreams all night of my mother, of people that I haven't seen or are gone. And when I woke up and went to church Sunday, I was so excited. And I walked in there.
Remember, you couldn't drive.
Oh, no, I couldn't. I couldn't drive. At first I said, I'm fine. I can drive myself. No problem. I can drive myself. And the morning went on as I was dressing, and I called her. I texted. I said, "Oh, please, please, if it's not too late, come. I need you. I need a ride." I could not drive. I was just, it was an unbelievable feeling. So I go into the church, and they're filling the water, and I'm dressing, and I come out, and my brothers and sisters are praying, and I'm praising the Lord and praising Him and thanking Him for all the joy and peace that He's given me. And I feel the difference. I feel the difference. I'm not frightful anymore. I have no fear. I feel strong. I have joy in my heart, my peace that I have never felt in my entire life.
Thank you, Jesus.
I don't get angry. But that day, as I surrendered my soul, I surrendered my body and my heart to the Lord, I immediately received the Holy Ghost, and this is before I was baptized. I didn't think in my life that I would experience this, but when I suddenly started feeling this charge in my body, and my mouth was just moving, like I knew God was in control, and I just let it go. My sisters told me, it's your day, you just relax, don't worry about anything, focus on Jesus and just let it flow. And that's exactly what I did. It probably wasn't the best pretty sight, but I was exhausted, but I continued to praise him, and I started speaking in tongues. I felt myself speaking in a manner that I have never, ever experienced. And I knew and I felt that God was in control. People say God's in control. God is in control. But when I felt that, I knew from the bottom of my heart that God was in control. He was in control. And it was the most wonderful feeling. And I couldn't stop. I thought I would stop, and all of a sudden I'd go on again. And again, it took a while before I could even get into the water because it just kept flowing. He was just flowing through me. It was beautiful.
Yes, it was beautiful. Yes,
amen.
It was.
And an experience.
And on that note, did you, let's talk about that for a moment. As Teresa got dressed for the baptism, before we got into the water, waiting for the water to get filled up, immediately we saw it. We saw it on her face. She was just in tears, crying. There was such an expectancy. And that's when I said, ladies, gather around. Let's just begin to pray for Sister Teresa. And as we began to pray, a few minutes went by. But you could feel something generating. And it was the faith and the understanding that Sister Teresa had that I believe prompted us to pray for her. And the rest is history. Sister Shirley, do you want to say anything about what happened as we were praying for her there?
All I can just say is God is just so awesome, and I'm so thankful, and I want more babies, and Teresa, you're it's going to take a village, like Brother said, even with the children to raise, to take the spiritually to raise you too, and I just want you to get strong and be way beyond what I could ever do for God, and not that we can't, but we're all in different paces. We're all in a race, and I just want you to just go to the heights and the depths of God, with God, and let him just, this is the beginning. Like we've told you, it's the beginning. We want you to, your tongues will change. Everything's going to, you're just going to get stronger in him every day, reading your word and having that hour of prayer. You and your Jesus, and I'm just thankful, and it just makes me want more and more babies, and I love you, and I'm just thankful. I'm thankful for revival. I know that we're in it, and that God's going to do a quick work. I really believe that.
And, he's doing it.
I'm excited. Yes.
Amen.
Ladies, you didn't expect ladies, but Teresa,
yes.
I have a surprise guest on the line right now who came up with us to pray with you and us when you were receiving the Holy Ghost, and she's on the line right now. Sister Cindy, go ahead and speak up.
Sister Teresa, oh my goodness, in the anointing that I feel on this end, and Krista just sent me a message and said, wow, what an anointing. I love her.
Oh.
You are such an inspiration to me. And seeing you get the Holy Ghost like you did, this is what this is about.
Yes.
This is what it's about. It's about sharing what we know and telling everybody and letting them get it, because there's hungry people just like you. And we take no for the first answer. But it's like, no, keep going back and just invite them from time to time, because you've already planted that seed. That's powerful what God's going to do in your life. And just like I told you, you can go as high as you want.
Yes.
It is up to you.
Yes.
You tell God every day, I want more than you gave me yesterday.
Yes.
And you touch God daily and let him lead you. And he can show you great heights like you couldn't even imagine. It's a beautiful walk. I wouldn't trade it for nothing, and I'm so glad that you're on this journey with us.
Amen.
Thank you, Sister Cindy. I thank you so much, all of you, my sisters and Brother Vic, that had taught me how to pray to God and just praise Him and praise Him. And I have learned so much, and I praise God that He brought you all into my life.
Praise
I am
you.
So grateful, and I cherish you all.
Yeah, and you're born in this. Nobody
well,
has.
I love
you're
teaching, and I'm looking
you're
forward
it.
To it.
Well, Sister Teresa, you know, the other day when I called you yesterday and I said, Sister Teresa, and it caught you off guard. Oh, I got to get used to that. Yes, that's right. You're
yes.
Sister Teresa.
Yes.
You're part of the family
right.
of God. You've been baptized
Lord.
In the name of Jesus. Well, ladies, Lord. This has been tremendous. I know we didn't expect
oh,
a Sister
amen.
Cindy to come on. Did, but I want to quickly read some text messages we just got from Brother Chris Leon wrote, God is so good in listening to your message. Mm-hmm. Sister Jessica Murish wrote, this is so inspiring, and it is. Your testimony is so inspiring, Sister mm-hmm. Teresa. And then Krista just wrote, this testimony is so powerful, I have never felt such an anointing. So already
oh,
you're beginning to inspire many people with your testimony, Sister Teresa. And like Sister Cindy
oh.
said, you, and Sister Shirley said, you are going to begin to inspire and touch many, many
yes.
other people. Family, friends.
You're that jewel.
You know, ladies, why don't we just end this call now by praying and thanking
thank
God
you,
for what He's done.
Thank you,
Jesus. Lord Jesus,
everything God, you
thank you,
God.
Thank you.
Kingdom and your glory, God. And we can begin to worship
you.
In Jesus' name, God. In Jesus' name, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you. Thank you, Lord God. You're doing and you're going to do, God. Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Lord
God.
You're awesome.
Praise.
Hallelujah.
Praise
hallelujah.
In Jesus' name. All
Thank
right,
you.
Sister Teresa, thank you for the testimony. And now you're part of this family and you have great
Amen.
Sisters to help you.
Amen. Thank you.
Praise God.
Thank you so much.
Remind
Praise
everyone
the Lord.
About our service tomorrow night, Wednesday night at 7 p.m. prayer, 7:30 p.m. service right outside in the tents. We will see all of you there. But today, be thinking and meditating upon Sister Teresa and her testimony. God bless all of you. Have a great day in
Amen.
Jesus. Amen.
God bless you all.
Okay.
Thank you.